It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Chris Ronchi and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalzer. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Chat with our guy, Danny Mac, Dan McLaughlin, at Danny Mac TV, host of Scoops with Danny Mac weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. It's a feel-good Friday, Dan.
It's feel-good Friday. Let's do it.
It's so good to chat with you.
Hey, great to hear you guys every day. I listen in, and I like being on Fridays because I know the weekend is here. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. We were just talking about, Dan, how nice it was to actually be able to break down like some real baseball.
Yeah.
Summer camp, it was like a four-inning scrimmage, but there was like real stuff. And I was joking around with Anthony and Ronj about the fact that I was driving past Bush, and I tried to sneak a peek in, and I almost drove into the guardrail. But... you know, whatever, I didn't, we're fine. But seriously, I know that there are hurdles still, but Dan, it feels so good to have baseball there. It just feels like the starting line is right in front of us.
I'll be honest, I think it's been better, as crazy as this sounds, and I don't know if you guys agree, I think it's been a better week than maybe we all thought it might be, especially considering the kind of weekend that we had last weekend with the testing and the bumps in the road with the testing, and clearly it wasn't good. There were some real problems when you had some of those summer camps that had to be shut down. Cardinals missed a day. The A's had multiple days that were missed. Team said, you know what, we don't have the test back, so we can't allow the players because of safety, not knowing who's positive, who's negative, to be out on the field. And yet a great majority of the players are sticking with it. And I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I look at it as a positive. It seems to be getting smoother to where, you know, you got the guys back out on the field. I look at it as a positive, and it can only get better and better as we go along. And, you know, God willing, guys have the negative test, and we continue to talk about baseball on the field as we get closer to opening day.
Yeah, John Heyman reported that 83 out of the 11,000 something tests they did came back positive, which is a like a 0.7 positive rate, which, you know, Major League Baseball went into this assuming there were going to be some. I mean, there was just no way everybody was going to, you know, report for camp and everybody was going to test negative. There was just no chance of that. But that to me seems like an encouraging number. At least I'm hoping it is.
Me too. And I know Buster Posey opted out today, and we may have more as we get closer to opening day, and maybe not. You know, maybe there's going to be more guys that are like others and say, no, I'm in it for the long haul, and I certainly don't begrudge a player for saying I'm opting out. I know Buster has, I think it was premature adopted twins that were just recently added to his family and just born. So, you know, there's reasons behind everybody wanting to opt in and stay in or opt out. And I don't begrudge guys that opt out. And many of these guys that have personal reasons and have a lot of money that they're saying goodbye to. So it's not an easy choice, I'm sure, on many, many levels. But to your point, Ronj, the numbers have been, at least in my opinion, lower than I thought. And as we continue to move forward, I think that the younger players that maybe had a stern talking to across baseball, or I don't know if taking it more seriously is the right way to put it, but certainly have taken a more serious approach to what they have to do away from the baseball field. And as we continue to go forward with this, there's a routine of being at your home ballpark. And another great test will be what you do once the season gets going and they're in the general public in the visiting cities. And that'll be another test to try to get through.
Dan McLaughlin is our guest here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN at Danny Mac TV, host of Scoops with Danny Mac, weekdays here on 101 ESPN from 10 to 11 a.m. Dan, what's the best situation for the Cardinals? If Carlos Martinez starts the season in the rotation or as the closer?
It's a great question. I think it's one of the top questions, if not the best question, going into right now summer camp. I personally would have him in the back end of games closing them out. Now, if this was a normal season and it was spring training like we had, he would have without a doubt been in my rotation, no questions asked. I like him, by the way. I prefer him as a starter because I think his stuff plays there. Now, currently constructed and what we're dealing with in our everyday lives and as that pertains to baseball and what they have in their camp right now, I would put him as a closer, and the reason why is that there's an a question mark with Junior Fernandez. Like, he would have been in the conversation, I think, to close games out at the beginning of spring, but then kind of hit a little bump just because he was starting to see more of the major league talent. And I think he's a major league talent, by the way, himself, but he's unproven. Then you say, what about Ryan Helsley? He's got closer stuff, and you guys know I've been saying that for a couple of years, but still unproven. We don't know about Giovanni Gallegos, not even in camp yet. And then you look at, let's say, KK Kim. He would be the guy that, at least in my mind, if you're not a six-man rotation, looks like a five-man rotation right now, he would maybe be the odd man out. So could he be your closer? I like a lefty in my rotation. I would try to align him against the Reds, potentially. And I kind of like the idea of that instead of Martinez, because I know what I have in Carlos. He's a given in the back end of games. And are there some Tums moments, if you will, and anxious moments with him in the back end? Yes. But does he get the job done? Yes, he does. And that's the direction I would go right now. I could be completely wrong. I'm not privy to information like I normally am because we're all on Zoom calls and I can't get down there and talk to these guys privately. But just from the outside looking in, that would probably be the direction I would go. And again, I could be completely off base on that.
No, I think I've been at least following the same path as you, thinking the same way. And either way, the way that I think about it, Dan, is if you have a healthy Carlos Martinez, wherever he fits, he's going to make your ball club a little bit better. So,
well, the other thing, Brad, he's a given, right?
Yep.
And you know what you have then in 60 games where every game is so important, where if I was starting a season and I was in, back into March and early April, and I was like, well, I know I got to have Martinez in my rotation because he's an uber talent and I want him to be a starter and get 30 starts, and I'll roll the dice with Ryan Helsley or a bullpen by committee, because if I lose some games early on, I'm okay with it. I can make up for it. In 60 games, you can't. You know, if you blow some of those games early because you have an unproven guy, those are tough to live with, where if I got Carlos there, and he might blow some games. I mean, that's baseball, but at least I know on paper what I have going in. He's done it before, and I feel more comfortable with him in that role.
Dan, I'm not playing prisoner of the moment here because he drove in four and hit a two-run home run yesterday in an inter-squad game, but Paul DeJong, and I've been saying it leading up to the year, even before this pandemic, I think that he is set up for a big year, a monster year. When you see Paulie D, what are you seeing this year?
Cleanup hitter, protection behind Goldschmidt, which Paulie Goldschmidt didn't really have that last year. At times he did. Ozuna kind of provided it. He was still a threat, but it still wasn't, I don't think, the Marcel that we all expected when the Cardinals acquired him. I just thought, and you were in spring training, Brad, I just thought he had, outside of Carlson, probably the best spring of anybody and is poised to have a monster year and just get better and better and better. The beginning of his season last year was really good, and I think that he can be more consistent. Obviously, it wasn't a great consistent year, but you know it's there. And he's such a bright kid and cerebral, and from pitch to pitch makes improvements that I'm with you. I think he's got a chance to be just a really good hitter. And the other thing I liked about him that we don't talk enough about with his spring, the power's there. I mean, the guy hit 30 home runs last year, but he was taking the ball the other way. And I think you were on the game with me in Houston, and I'm not sure about that, but he was taking the ball the other way to where he had a couple of doubles that he took to right. And you didn't see that last year. You saw him pull off of pitches and get beaten up with fastballs up in the zone, where if he can lay off that pitch and become more selective, which is what I mean about him being cerebral and have an understanding of what guys are trying to do against him, watch out, because then he understands the zone, he understands what people are trying to do against him, and he understands his strengths. And once he does that, I mean, sky's the limit. The guy's going to be really good. So I'm with you. I think he's going to have a breakout year.
The way the DH is utilized nowadays, it's more of a rotating thing than it is one designated guy who is always in that spot, never plays the field. A lot of teams had that person rotating. Who do you think does get the primary amount of at-bats in that position this year? I mean, there are so many different iterations of the lineup that we've gone through. And I think we know who's probably going to get most of them, but what do you think?
My guess is Carpenter, because I think you want to get Edman in the lineup. That would be my guess. But Edmund allows you to give guys a break and get off their feet. And I don't think that has gotten enough attention. We focus so much on a short season and a really brief spring training, and you say, well, how are pitchers going to get ready? And that's right. I mean, that's the logical question and approach in a short spring training. Like, you know, okay, a starter, how long can he go? Well, we're seeing these guys already go in these intra-squad games, you know, various teams, 70, 80 pitches, which is, you know, at least 4 or 5 innings. Don't forget about the position players. And DeYoung's a good example. Like, DeYoung was on his feet nonstop last year. So you're going to have to give him a time or two that he's got to sit. And that includes Wong, that includes Goldschmidt, that includes Fowler and others, Yachty. But that's where Edmund comes in. That's kind of the beauty of Tommy Edmund. So if DeYoung's got to sit, Tommy Edmund can play short for a day. He can go play second base. He's played the outfield. So I think his versatility allows you to give other guys a break. But I think the majority of the at-bats, at least in my mind, they would go to Carpenter, at least initially, and then when guys need a breather, you know, because you got to keep Tommy Edmund in the lineup somewhere. He's got to play. So it goes to short, it goes to second, and then Carpenter plays third. And then maybe he comes back and DHs, and Edmund goes back to third. And, you know, you can mix and match, but that's the way I do it. But they've got to get Lane Thomas at bats, too, and that comes at the expense of maybe O'Neill or Fowler and those kind of things. So you can get creative with it, but that's why Mike Shield's going to have to be creative with that lineup, and I think he will be. And, by the way, you know, people have asked me all the time, well, how long do you give, you know, Tyler O'Neill at left and Lane Thomas? And with the shortened season, normally I think you give those guys like a month to 45 days, and now I say you give them 10 to 15 games. And the leash on players that are getting a shot is going to be short, way shorter than it was. It's unfortunate for them, but that's kind of the cards we've been dealt here in 2020.
Dan, great stuff as always. Love chatting with you. We'll see you on Monday. You have yourself a good weekend.
Always fun, guys. See you on Monday.
Thank you. That's Dan McLaughlin at Danny Mac TV, host of Scoops with Danny Mac, weekdays from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 101 ESPN. Our mic drop theme today, leave us a Rhino Shield mic drop. Who do you want hitting in the two-hole for the Cardinals this year? We'll give you our selections next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.